The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host. I am a business strategist and I work with business owners to ensure they have a clear roadmap to success. Today I'm having a conversation with Sandra Nomoto, an ethical marketer and book whisperer from Vancouver, Canada. Hello, Sandra, and welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on the podcast. I'm really excited to be here. I am Sandra Nomoto, ethical marketer and book whisperer in Vancouver, Canada. So as an ethical marketer, I help cruelty-free businesses with different aspects of their marketing, but mostly I help with their written content. And I am a vegan, which is why I specialize in working with cruelty-free businesses. As a book whisperer, I help authors with impact with several services to help get their books out there. And I am a two-time author myself. I published the world's first vegan marketing book called Vegan Marketing Success Stories in 2022. And I'm happy to be here on the podcast just to share my journey. I am told by many people that I have a very niche business as a solopreneur. And maybe you're listening to this and thinking you do the same. So I'm happy to share my story here.
That's a great start, Sandra. We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it coffee, tea, or is it something else?
I do not need caffeine in the morning. I just operate with my green breakfast smoothie and then water for the rest of the day. But if I do indulge in coffee, it's usually either an oat milk latte or a matcha latte with oat milk. And then on the tea side, any sort of black tea with a little bit of maple syrup.
Are you an early bird or a night owl? Or can you do a little bit of both?
I am very much a night owl. Although I'm in my 40s now, so I can't stay up too late anymore. Midnight is about it.
What book are you currently reading, Sandra, and why can't you put it down?
A book I'm currently reading is Maria Ressa's How to Stand Up to a Dictator. I'm Filipino, and yeah, she's a very well-known figure in media, not only in the Philippines, but globally. So really great book so far. And it's a memoir, which is my genre of choice.
Sandra, what is one word to describe your journey so far?
One word to describe my journey so far, I would say values-driven. Really lucky to integrate my values as a vegan into my work. And I would say that has been a big part of my career before I started this business.
And what about your journey so far? How did you get started? Tell us a little bit about the events that have happened along the way. Perhaps you just fell into it. Perhaps it's something that you really wanted to get into right from an early age.
So I got started in public relations at my first job out after I graduated university in 2005. So I spent 4 months as an intern at a local public relations firm and quickly went from intern to assistant to the partners in about a year and a half. I decided to leave that company because I didn't see much growth for me there, and decided to start my first business as an independent publicist. And that became a virtual agency over the course of a decade. And I closed that in 2018. About a year and a half after that, I was exploring different career paths, didn't know I was going to stay in marketing. And then I sat down to meditate at the end of 2019. And my intuition very strongly told me, as a vegan, I should try copywriting. So I started this business at the start of 2020, primarily as a vegan copywriter. And that has since expanded into doing other marketing tasks and into working with authors.
Many of us, as we travel this being in business journey, Sandra, have a defining moment, or indeed many defining moments. What's a defining moment, or perhaps several, that you've experienced along your journey?
In terms of defining moments, I would say one came in 2012 when I decided to rebrand my first business to the name Conscious PR with the goal of attracting more socially and environmentally conscious businesses. And I was pretty successful in doing that in my first business. And that's why I'm not a stranger to integrating values into my work.
Have you had any influential figures in your life or career so far that have helped you get to this stage, Sandra?
In terms of influential figures, I can't really name any. I would say my sister was probably one influential figure because she was an entrepreneur before I was, and I saw her being her own boss, so I thought I could do that as well. And she had a similar journey. She went from admin assistant to part of a small business. So she was definitely influential in me becoming an entrepreneur. I have had several mentors over the years, which were really helpful, especially in networking in the social and environmental impact space. And I would say vegans in general are very influential to me. They inspire me on a personal level. And then there are many vegans who are also very influential in the business world, and I stay in touch with those folks on LinkedIn as well.
How do you go about balancing your personal and business life?
I find just really good time management has been the key to me balancing life and business. When I first started my business, this was back in 2008, 2009, I had email open all day, all night. And I realized when I was dating my boyfriend and I was about to Skype him, he said, you're still checking your email? And I realized the 9 to 5 is there for a reason. And so I really made the effort to shut down email at 5 or 6 at night. And that's a practice that I continue today, because as much as you love your business, you want to also have a life and celebrate with your loved ones. And so I really try and shut off at about 6 o'clock, go into meditation, then I eat my dinner, and then I go and do personal things. That's pretty much my weekday routine now. And of course, on weekends, spend as much time with loved ones as possible. And I try to travel at least once or twice a year to really pull back and be able to clear my mind, which I find really helps with business when you come back to it as well.
Can you share a challenge with us, Sandra, so that you might give hope for others about how you overcame it and they might learn from you and grow?
In terms of the challenge that I faced and how I overcame it, I would say that was probably the big one, just learning really good time management and learning to shut off. As an entrepreneur, you're always thinking about business anyway. But if you can set aside time for self-care and, again, spending time with others, I find that time away actually helps your business later on because you get fresher ideas that you can implement when you come back to the workday.
The face of business is always changing, Sandra. How do you want to shape the future of your field?
So as a marketer for cruelty-free businesses, I believe that businesses are running the world. And so the more that we can support the businesses that are operating ethically and that have people, planet, and the animals in mind, the more I think we are going to solve the world's biggest problems. So problems like climate change, like poverty, like the horrible things that we do to animals. I really believe that helping these businesses succeed through marketing is the way that I can impact the future in a positive way.
What dream projects or collaborations are you pursuing?
In terms of dream projects or collaborations, I suppose the opportunity to work with a bigger vegan company would be great. I would also like to be known as a ghostwriter for vegan authors who may or may not be celebrities or influencers. Those people have a built-in audience, and so the chance of their book having an impact is greater if they've got an audience built in. But yeah, one of my goals in 2023 was to ghostwrite a book, and I was able to do that earlier this year. I'm now working on my second book as a ghostwriter, so really look forward to potentially working with more vegan authors.
New people coming into our industry, Sandra, are the future of business, and I think it's important that we encourage and support them along their journey. What advice would you give to someone starting out in your domain?
And in terms of advice I would give to someone starting out in marketing, maybe volunteer for a company or a nonprofit for several months. That's the best way to get experience. If you're writing a lot of content or that's something that you want experience in, just start. If you've got a website, start blogging. Start offering to write articles and blog posts and social copy and website copy for, again, another company willing to take you on. That's the best way to practice content and marketing. And for someone starting out in publishing a book, this is why I'm a book coach. You can go the traditional route, but if you choose to go the self-publishing route, it's actually very simple. the steps to get there. If you have a manuscript in hand and you just need some help getting to the finish line, I can help with editing, formatting, and of course, marketing the book, because anybody can put up a book on Amazon, but nobody knows to buy it. Nobody's going to read it. So marketing is a very important aspect of publishing a book, and the advice that I would give to someone who is considering publishing a book.
Thanks, Sandra. That's great advice for someone to take advantage of. And let our listeners know where they can find you.
I really appreciate being on the podcast and sharing my journey with other business owners. The best place to find me is on my website with my name, sandranomoto.com. So Sandra, N-O-M-O-T-O.com, and everywhere with my name on social media as well. And you'll find my books, services, and a List Love page where I've got a list of vegan resources if you're interested in learning about moving more towards a vegan lifestyle.
Thanks, Sandra, for being here. And thanks to our listeners for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. And be sure to join us for our next episode. And of course, check out the back catalogue, because each one has gems of wisdom inside it.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.